Hello, before we get into this episode, I just want to make sure to invite you to the 2026 Flower Farmer Forum Conference held at my farm. So come see our brand new workspace, our high tunnels, connect with other growers, and just find people who understand the challenges and joys that come into flower farming. So expect a full day of practical learning from crop planning and wholesale pricing to agritourism, and just production and everything in between. And we have plenty of time for conversation and networking and roundtables. We've got some fun activities planned, and we just want to spark new ideas and discussions. So tickets are on sale now. Head to the episode notes, and we will see you on January 31st in St. Joe, Minnesota. Thanks.
Welcome to Rooted Agritourism. I'm Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen, owner of Sunny Mary Meadow, a U-Pick flower farm, wedding florist, and event venue in central Minnesota. Our mission is to serve anyone rooted in agritourism, value-added agriculture, and rural entrepreneurship. The people turning ideas and raw products into thriving businesses and experiences. Let's dig in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Rooted Agritourism Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen, and today I'm going to talk about something really exciting that I am bringing to the industry in January of 2026. And that sounds like a really bold statement, but I am so proud of it, and I cannot wait to share more of something that I really believe is going to fundamentally change the floral industry as we know it. And I know that that sounds really crazy, but just stick with me. So if you are a flower farmer, a florist, a farmer florist who's doing both, today's episode is for you, because I am ready to tell you something that I have been quietly building for the last couple of years. And I'm going to invite you to a live webinar on Tuesday, January 6th at 7 p.m. Central Time. And I'm going to walk you through it, show you exactly how it works, and get your feedback in real time. So this is not a hype episode. This is not a look at me episode. This is a, I built this because I needed it, and I think you need it too episode. And the whole point of that platform is built for you all of, and the whole point is that this platform is built for all of you. So there's a little simple homework here. I want you to go to the episode notes, click on the link to register for the webinar, and make sure that you do that. Get signed up so you'll be able to be there. So first, let's start with the problem. The problem that nobody wants to admit is that there is not an easy solution for the floral industry to get local flowers. And I don't say that as an insult. I say it because I am one of you and I live this. There are so many farmers like me that are not growing at such massive wholesale scale where they're growing acres of tulips, acres of flowers for production to sell to a wholesaler. But they're growing large enough quantities that they have their own audience. They're getting it directly to the florist. They're eliminating that middleman. And this is something that has grown out of the hobby of the increased backyard gardener turning into a flower farmer. And this is people who are flower farming at the scale that I am. So stick with me. And if you are trying to grow and sell living perishable products across a season that's constantly changing while juggling the weather and labor and markets and subscriptions, the chaos is so real. And most of us are doing it with a notebook, a spreadsheet, a notes app, a whiteboard, a calendar, you're texting florists, you're sending DMs, and there's about seven different places where things might live. And the hardest part is not growing. It's holding the entire season in your head and trying not to drop the ball. As my farm has grown, I now sell to florists, I do market fresh bouquets, and I do my own weddings. And so trying to figure out which premium flowers go where and essentially selling to myself as a wholesaler and making sure that I have the right quantities of a lot of really premium, expensive to grow flowers is challenging. And so it is guessing if your successions are timed right. It's trying to remember what's going to be blooming when. It's trying to match the demand with what you can actually produce, and trying to communicate clearly without living inside your phone. And if you're a florist, you have your own version of this problem. You are trying to make your designs months in advance. You're building recipes in your brain. You're calculating stem counts on sticky notes. You're sourcing flowers like it's a scavenger hunt. And the issue is not that there are not good farmers. And it's not that there's not great florists that want to buy local. The issue is the systems do not match. The farmers plan crops. The florists are planning recipes. Sometimes the farmer florists are planning recipes. And we rarely have a shared language or tool to connect the dots. So I'm going to talk about why this matters to me personally. 2 years ago, I tried to solve the problem of crop planning in the simplest way I knew. I published a crop planning journal, literally blank pages with different questions and things you filled out by hand. I published it directly on Amazon and I sold about 300 copies. That told me that farmers are looking for a way to plan crops. About a year ago, I built a crop planning course with customizable Google Sheets and spreadsheets and templates. And I recorded videos on how to use them and how to incorporate it for your farm. And those things helped me and they helped other people. And I had about 100 farmers purchase that online course, but it still was not the solution. And I found myself not even continuing to use them. And I'm, you know, this isn't fully solving the problem. And then I tried to make a directory online of farmers to florists. And that was supposed to be just so people could find vetted farmers. And again, it still wasn't doing it because there wasn't a way to like list the inventory. And so it still was just too much translating in your head, too much guessing, too much, I hope this lines up. And I kept thinking there has to be a better way. So what I wanted was the ability to actually see the season, not just write down a plan, but to see it play out on a calendar. Bloom windows, gaps, overlaps, what I was counting on and what I was gambling on. And I wanted to connect what we actually do next with the harvest. I want to track inventory. I want to fulfill orders and communicate with those customers. And that's where this whole dream started. So about a year ago, I contacted my friend Caleb, who's a software engineer. And I finally said out loud what I think a lot of us have thought quietly. And that says, what if we built the tool that we always wish existed? Not a prettier spreadsheet, not another planner, not another platform for texting back and forth, or you know, another tab on a spreadsheet, but a real platform that takes everything we're already doing and puts it in one system that makes sense for the farmer, for the florist, for the farmer florist. And that is what Farmers to Florists is. It's literally years in the making. The team at FloDevs and I have built what I genuinely believe is the ultimate tool for the industry. I know that that sounds so bold, but it's a tool built to fundamentally change how the floral industry plans, grows, and collaborates. And I need you to hear this clearly. This was built as a tool first, not just a marketplace, but it is also a marketplace. Because even if you never sell or buy a single stem through it, it can still change how you run your business as a farmer, as a florist, as a farmer florist. So what is Farmers to Florists? In plain language, it is a platform that connects crop planning, inventory management, floral recipes, and communication all in one place. It is built for market growers who want to plan better, including those that just have U-picks on their farm, farmers who sell wholesale and want clarity, farmer florists who need one system for both growing and design, and florists who want to plan events with intention and source locally with less chaos. So yes, it includes marketplace style functionality, but that's not the headline. The headline is clarity. So the goal is less mental load, fewer surprises, better planning, better communication, and a path for farmers and florists to actually align. First, we have the crop planner. I want to talk about the crop planner because it's the thing that I've always wanted. This crop planning tool lets you plan exactly what you want to plant, and then it shows you on calendar when it's expected to bloom. It's not in your head, it's not in a napkin, and it's on the actual season calendar. So you can see the planting windows and successions. You can adjust in real time as weather and life change. You can mark crops as harvested and immediately see the projected availability. So instead of trying to mentally hold your whole season, you can literally look at it. And if you sell to florists, Your projected availability can be shared so florists can browse what is coming, request stems, and get quick approvals. If you don't sell to florists, the crop planner still stands on its own as a complete planning and management tool. This matters because I don't want to only serve one type of business. I want it to serve the entire industry. Next, we have the recipe planner, which is, I think, one of the most powerful parts of this whole platform. And it's where the disconnect gets fixed. So florists can create full recipes for weddings and events, get an ingredient list, stem counts, colors, and timing. And then those recipes can be shared with farmers. That means farmers can grow with intention and not just assumptions. So florists can design all of their weddings months or even a year in advance. As they book a wedding, they can put their recipes on there, and then farmers can plan the crops that they know that they need to grow for them. And this finally gives us a way to align those timelines. So if you're a farmer florist like me, you can also create a dual account and use the recipe planner internally, and you can plan everything from market bouquets to weddings and events all in one system, and then you know exactly what and how much to order. So even if you never sell a single stem through the platform, the recipe planner still brings that structure and clarity to planning. There's also another portion that I'm in love with, and it's the inventory, orders, and communications. So the most exhausting part about selling flowers is that communication. The texts, emails, spreadsheets, DMs, notes on paper, trying to remember where a conversation happened. And farmers to florists brings the conversation back to one place. So you start by entering your inventory. It can be simple. It can be 100 peonies or whatever, and move from there. Florists can browse what's available, claim what they need, and add it to their cart. Even if they only want 60 stems, then you know you have 40 left, whatever it might be. And it creates an order and invoice inside the platform. But here's the part that I want you to hear because it makes it realistic. You still get to handle the payment how you already do. So there could be payment on delivery, payment on order, ACH, check, square, point of sale, whatever. Nothing about your accounting is going to have to change. It's just going to claim that inventory and give you a space to send it. So for me, I still use QuickBooks for invoicing because it helps me track tax-exempt sales and my florist pay via ACH so that I don't have credit card fees. But when an order is ready, I copy and paste the payment link directly in the order thread. So all of the communication is within the platform on that order. And farmers to florist does not replace your systems. It'll connect them. So each order has its own thread, and questions, submissions, and changes stay attached to that order, not scattered across everywhere. So now is where I want to get serious. So this is a tool that was built for everyone, and I want feedback, not surface level, not, oh, cool idea. I want what's going to feel confusing, obvious, missing, what it feels like would save you time, what would stop you from using it, that type of thing. And those early users are going to help shape where this goes. So right now, I'm pretty much just advertising the first users are going to be those podcast listeners that I have. Here's what I want to do. I want you to register for the live webinar. This is not going to be a vague overview. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. I'm going to show you why planning and inventory have been broken in the floral industry, what has been missing, the thinking behind farmers to florists, and why I built it as a tool first, not just a marketplace, a behind the scenes look at the platform, including crop planning, inventory management, and floral recipes, how florists can share recipes and upcoming needs to farmers so that they can grow with intention, the different ways that farmers, florists, and farmer florists are already using the platform or can do that, and how this can work for your business, even if you never sell a single stem through it. So your job is just to show up, watch it, let me know what questions you have, tell me what you think. The registration is the episode notes. And again, I have been dreaming about a tool like this for years, and I know I'm not the only one. If you have ever felt like planning your season is harder than it should be, this is for you. If you have ever felt like selling to florists is harder than it should be, this is for you. If you've ever wanted to grow with more intention, with less guessing, this is for you. If you're a florist who wants local sourcing to be easier, this is for you. Farmers to Florists is built to fundamentally change how the floral industry plans, grows, and collaborates. And I want you in the room for the webinar so you can see it, you can challenge it, you can help shape it. So go register. I will see you live on January 6th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Bloom and grow. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rooted Agritourism. If you enjoyed it, please leave a 5-star review and share it with someone who would find it helpful or inspiring. Your support helps us reach more rural entrepreneurs, dreamers, and doers just like you. You can explore all of our resources at sunnymarymeadowcoaching.com, where you'll find each episode in blog form along with free resources to help grow your business. You'll also find info on upcoming on-farm and virtual workshops, classes, and courses. Be sure to check out our monthly membership, Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, where you'll get access to a full library of our original course content, plus ongoing support through monthly virtual meetups with others in the industry. Just click the link in the show notes or our bio to learn more. We'd love to have you join us. Until next time, keep growing with purpose and stay rooted.